Today's scripture reading is taken from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good evening, everyone, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends. Thank you for gathering here and online for our annual Watch Night service. It is my honor to share God's word with you in the last service of the year. Let us turn to God's word as we seek the Lord and learn to lift up our eyes to the Lord on the final hour of the year. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you at your throne of grace and ask of you to grant us a listening heart to hear your word on this final hour of the year. Help us to pay heed to your word as we reflect on the year gone by. We pray that our hearts and minds be focused on you. May your spirit guide me in delivering your word and ministering to your people in tonight's sharing. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A story is told of a boy who one day found a gold coin on the street. Ever after this, he kept his eyes on the ground as he walked, looking for coins during a long time, almost a lifetime. He found a good number of coins. But meanwhile, he never saw the flowers or the trees, which grew in such spectacular beauty everywhere. He never saw the hills, the mountains, the sweet valleys, the beautiful landscapes. He never saw the blue sky. To him, this lovely world is just a dusty road, gloomy and unbeautiful, merely a place in which to look for coins. Does this story repeat the story of most people where they never lift up their eyes or never lift up their eyes off the ground? Does this story repeat the story of how we are in our lives or as we reflect the year gone by? We are now in the final hour of 2025. How was 2025 for you? Was it filled with dusty road, gloomy and unbeautiful world? Were you just looking for coins? Were your lives filled with burdens or cares of this world, and there's no blue sky in your picture of life? Where do you look when your days or nights are gloomy or depressing? When you face the loss of jobs, loss of loved ones, loss of wealth, loss of health, loss of time, loss of relationship. How was your 2025 too, as you look at the year filled with news of extreme weather, natural disasters, and as well as disasters due to men's failures, negligence, greed, and power? Remember the wildfires in California, the Middle East crisis, the war in Ukraine, the earthquakes in Myanmar, Thailand, Japan, and so on, the floodings in many countries like Vietnam, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, and the Wong Fuk Court inferno in Hong Kong, and many more. Where do you look when things look helpless, hopeless, or devastating? What do you look at? What do your eyes see. The psalmist here in Psalm 121 contemplated his journey through the hills to Jerusalem and found confidence, assurance that God would help him and would keep him at all times on his journey. Psalm 121 begins with a personal confession of faith in the Lord, where the psalmist looks with the eyes of faith on the Lord, who make the heavens and earth, and that God will be his helper because he is the source of the psalmist's help. It begins as the psalmist contemplates and answers his own question on where he looks when he's faced with life's uncertainties and troubles. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where does my help come from? The answer follows, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. What kind of mountains do you like to look at? I join with many people who love the nature, the view of mountains. One of those is the Swiss Alps. It is on my bucket list. In fact, it's my childhood dream. Why do many people flock to the mountains, flock to see the mountains? The Swiss Alps, the Himalayas, Mount Fuji, to name a few, for its majestic, awesome beauty. The psalmist lifts up his eyes to the hills. Why does the psalmist lift up his eyes to the hills? And which hills does he look up to? Is it with fear or with hope? The hills are most probably the hills of Zion. Although the psalmist can see the mountains or hills surrounding the Jerusalem, he looks with the eyes of faith on the Lord. He lifts up his eyes in hope toward the hills of Zion. He looked beyond the hills. He looked beyond the majestic mountains to the God who made them. How did the psalmist find strength to cope with life's journey of uncertainty? He lifted up his eyes and looked with the eyes of faith on the Lord. When he said, I lift up my eyes to the hills, he was looking exclusively to God, not just the majestic mountains, the hills, but he was looking exclusive to the maker of heaven and earth, from where his help would come, and who has the ability to save and deliver. That is where the psalmist turns for help when he is afraid. So how can we find strength to cope with life's uncertainties? We must look exclusively to the Lord to help us. We must lift up our eyes and look with the eyes of faith on the Lord. That is precisely what the psalmist did. That is what we must do as believers. By looking to God, we look away from ourselves and from others for strength, because God is our helper. The psalmist knows it well as he acknowledges God, who is the maker of heaven and earth. The eyes of faith looks to God, not to men. As the psalmist looks with the eyes of faith, he confesses trust in God's help. My help comes from God and not from other people. As you look back the year 2025, where or whom do you go first when you are faced with troubles, trials, or adversities? About a month ago, my mom had dizzy spells when she got up from the bed one morning, and we realized to our horror that she couldn't walk. Not able to walk from her bed to the toilet, not able to walk from her bedroom down the four steps of staircase to the living room. My brother and I decided to send her to the A&E in Tan Tock Seng Hospital. She was admitted to hospital, and the doctor sent her for many tests and scan to check whether she had a stroke or other ailments. After all the tests, they found out that she had infection on the gallbladder, and it affected her mobility and also causes her to have dizzy spell. It was a very stressful time for us and also for me personally, as we didn't know what had caused her to be deconditioned, that is, not able to walk. And we were preparing for the worst. And one of it was how to manage and how to help her if her immobility is permanent. I feel like life just threw a curveball at me that stunned me for a few days of uncertainty. My mind was in turmoil, as there are lots of the what is, and also need to make very critical decisions. It seems that things were out of control, and yet I need to hold things together. I honestly couldn't function for a few nights, couldn't sleep and couldn't eat properly, and I was worried I couldn't function at all in ministry. Then I went to God and told him I couldn't hold it all together. In the midst of the sleepless nights, I turned and looked to God for help. The Lord touched my heart and spirit to surrender it to him. As I looked to God for help, God spoke to my heart that he is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the sovereign Lord. He granted me the peace to surrender and came to understanding, acceptance and resolution of my mom's condition. My mom's health is in God's hands. Her life is in God's hands. And her salvation is in God's hands. I just need to surrender. I just need to submit it to God. God enabled me to place my faith on him, to trust that he is in control. God spoke to my heart to let him take over when I chose to submit to him. He comforted me, that he will watch over my mom, my mom's health, and that her life is in his hands. He will also watch over me. He helped me to see that life still needs to continue. Ministry will continue. I'm thankful that indeed God is my helper during the difficult period. My mom has now been discharged from hospital and from the step-down care in ICH, the integrated care hub. Her infection has gone down and her legs are getting stronger. Where do you look when life throws you a curveball that stops, that halts, or paralyzes your life? We must look to God with the eyes of faith. God will be your help because he is the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. He is God who is big enough to make this world and keep it going. He is also big enough to help you with your problems. As you reflect the year gone by, where was God in the midst of life's uncertainties? Next slide. As you look forward to the new year, where will God be in your life, especially when life throws a curveball at you? As the psalmist lifts up his eyes and looks to the Lord with the eyes of faith, he takes rest in God's unfailing watch, as he describes God's help in verses 3 to verses 8. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. The psalm is dominated by the Hebrew verb shama, keep, keeper, which occurs 6 times in verses 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8, and has the meaning to protect, to guard, to watch. Even the psalmist speaks of unknown danger, the psalmist confidently affirms that he can rest on God's unfailing watch. As God will continue to keep watch over him, he will keep, he will protect, he will guard, he will watch over him carefully. As the psalmist confesses his trust in God, the psalmist refers to God's watchful care over him, and that God will keep him from all harm and sustain him because he's the maker of heaven and earth. Verses 3 to 4, God, who is our helper, whose watchful eye will never slumber or sleep. He will not allow your foot to slip. Verses 5 to verses 8, God, who is our keeper, is like a shade to protect us from all evil, protect our life, and will keep our going and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. What does it look like when you slip and fall on a mountainside? If you tumble down a mountainside, it could mean death. Read news of people tumble down mountains and had devastating end, like the Brazilian tourist who fell over the volcano cliff and found dead, as it was hard to rescue her from such a fall. God will not let your foot slip means he constantly watches, constantly keeps, constantly protects you. This year, Sunday School celebrated Children's Day with the theme, God's Love is Strong, with our Sunday School children. In order to demonstrate what it means that God's love is stronger than anything, our P1 to P6 were tasked with the egg drop challenge. They were divided into 6 groups. Each group was given a packet of plastic straws, masking tape, and a raw egg. Each group was supposed to wrap the raw egg with the straws. They were tasked to make a device made of straw with an egg inside so that the egg would not break when it was dropped from a height. The egg was supposed to break. The egg was supposed to crack. But only 2 groups out of 6 had their eggs crack. Why? Uncle Jerome said, I have provided too many straws. Yeah, next slide. I turned the sharing to God's love, it's so strong that we will not break into pieces. God's love is just like the many straws that protect, envelope, embrace us when we fall. Even though life can shake us, even though we might be broken or shattered, his love is so strong that he will protect us and envelop us because God will keep watch over us. Have you ever thought your concerns or troubles were too small to take to God? He is not like us. He doesn't get tired or bored. Even if we stumble, we need to go to God. He will sustain you in your cares and worries. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55, verse 22. We can rest in God's unfailing watch and stand fast because the Lord is the maker of heaven and earth. He, the Lord, will not permit our feet to slide. Because he will not allow it, we will never be moved. Those who have God as their keeper shall be safe from all dangers of life. God will keep watch over us. He is our helper. He is our keeper. Spurgeon writes that disasters and reverses may lay him low. He may, like Job, be stripped of everything. like Joseph, be put in prison, like Jonah, be cast into the deep. He shall not be utterly cast down, he will be brought on his knees, but not on his face. Or, if lain prone for a moment, he shall be up again ere long. No saint will fall finally or fatally. Sorrow may bring us to the earth, and death may bring us to the grave. But lower we cannot sink, and out of the lowest of all, we shall arise to the highest of all. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. He does not lead his saints to mere delegated agency. He affords personal assistance. Where grace does not keep us from going down, it will save from keeping down. Job had double wealth at last. Joseph reigned over Egypt. Jonah was safely landed. It is not that the saints are strong or wise or meritorious, that therefore they rise after every fall, but because God is their helper, and therefore none can prevail against them. The God who keeps watch over his people is the God who is made known to us in Christ. The God who keeps watch over his people is the God who is made known to us in Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 11, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me. Have you encountered danger or perilous situation in your life? How do you cope with it? With fear or with hope? My late father had a bad temper and often caused ruckus at home with almost every family member. One late night, he had a heated argument with my brother. Out of anger, he shouted and threw beer cans at my second brother, one can after another. He threatened to go to the kitchen to get a knife and challenged my brother to stab him. It was the worst night ever. My mom screamed at me to call the police. I pressed 999 on my handphone and showed it to my father. While desperately thinking of ways to call for help, whether should I really call the button for the police, whether I could call my next door neighbors, whether I could go down the road and knock on the door of my uncle's house, who is my father's older brother. But at a crux of time, a 5-minute walk could be fatal. Out of desperation, I cry out to the Lord in my heart to help me in this dangerous situation, to save my family from disaster. God, are you there? God, help! I could only utter it in my heart and desperately clung to God. No one could really help us except God, who can save us from this tragedy. Even if I managed to call my uncle and his family to help, they might not be able to persuade my father in such a tense situation. Even if I called the police, it might be too late to avert the impending disaster. So out of plea, I call out to God in my heart and spirit, my protector, my deliverer, my helper, that he will keep watch over me and my family from any mishap, and grant me the wisdom to say what I needed to say to my father and not embroil in something terrible. Thanks be to God, my father grew tired of his continued taunting and shouting. He even fell down to the floor due to the spilled beer and ended the late night ruckus. He didn't sustain any injuries except the shock that he slipped. He will keep you. The Lord will never sleep. My step he has ordained for the Lord, for the one who holds the night is the sovereign of my days. He will keep you from all evils, behind you and before. He will sustain you through this journey of ups and downs from now and evermore. Like the psalmist who look with the eyes of faith and rest in God's unfailing watch, God will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. He will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. In conclusion, I used to have perfect vision. I love to read the newspaper every day, but it came a time when I could only read the headlines of each column. My vision became poor. I had to rely on spectacles for my lao hua yan, that is presbyopia, and also for my long-sightedness. The optometrist commented that without specs, I would be blind. Actually, what he meant was my vision would be blur without specs. I need to put on my spectacles so that I can see and even see you clearly. How's your vision? How's your spiritual vision? As you reflect on the year gone by, how was it for you? Were there times that you looked to others or inwardly when difficult things happen? What do you see? Who do you look at when you encounter tough times? As you approach the new year, how do you look with your eyes? Down or up? Would you use your spiritual lens as you lift up your eyes to the Lord and look with the eyes of faith and rest on God's unfailing watch? At times, I need to use the clinging cloth to wipe the lens of my spec due to dust or fingerprints. I need to wipe it clean so that the lens is clean again and my vision will be clear for me when I wear it. The cleaning cloth is like the Holy Spirit that wipes away our blurry vision of difficult things that we encounter. We need to enlist the Spirit's help to use our spiritual lens to see what God sees, to experience what God wants us to experience. We need to ask the Spirit's help to use the spiritual lens so that we can look with the eyes of faith and rest with God's unfailing watch when troubles come. Be assured that the God who keeps watch over his people is the God who is made known to us in Christ. In Jesus Christ, we are kept by God the Father. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for tonight's message that we are reminded to use our spiritual lens to lift up our eyes to look with the eyes of faith on you, O Lord, and rest with your unfailing watch, that you are our helper and our keeper, especially in times of trouble. We do not need to be afraid, because in Jesus we are kept by you, O Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.